Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for August 27th, 2012. In cryptid news, the Florida version of Bigfoot, known as the Swamp Ape, was the subject of a highly anticipated video shot by Tim Fasano. The 24-minute video showed some interesting footprints, but nothing else even remotely conclusive about the possibility of the existence of the Swamp Ape. In many shots, there were rhesus monkeys clearly in view. These monkeys established a foothold in north central Florida many years ago and have also been sighted in southern Florida due to their accidental release from damage to zoos and other facilities during hurricanes. In one scene, the camera crept up on a structure of palmetto leaves that the caption on the video said was a swamp ape structure, and that when the camera zoomed in, you could see the ape's leg. Huh. Well, no one is sure why they didn't take the golden opportunity to scare the ape from the structure or gather further evidence of it. In another scene, it showed a man filming in the woods who became spooked by movement that was stated matter-of-factly to be a swamp ape, although nothing could be seen. Well, why bother researching if you're afraid to find what you're looking for? And in UFO news, the British Ministry of Defense has announced it will no longer investigate UFO sightings. This comes as a cost-cutting measure, as well as a decision that feels that UFOs do not pose a threat to the nation's security. The agency does acknowledge that there are the occasional sightings that remain unexplained. In other news, last fall, a cause of death of an Irishman was ruled spontaneous human combustion. Now, biologist, author, and professor Brian J. Ford feels he might have found the answer to the mysterious nature behind spontaneous human combustion. The root cause may be diabetes. Those with diabetes have a disordered metabolism which create ketone bodies, including acetone. Acetone is a highly flammable gas, and along with the fact that many of those who have succumbed to spontaneous human combustion were obese, the addition of body fat would certainly fuel the flames of the process and the theory behind this mysterious occurrence. Well, eBay used to be the place to buy anything, but now it will only be just about anything. According to eBay's website news section, there are now new prohibited items that include advice, spells, curses, hexing, conjuring, magic, prayers, blessing services, magic potions, and healing sessions. And yes, if you act quickly, you could still get a soulmate spell cast for that special price of $8.99. Act quickly and get these now before they disappear on August 30th. And don't worry, you can still buy a ghost in a bottle, haunted jewelry, genuine Sasquatch hair, and other ridiculous items. Conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings. The 2012 Las Vegas Paracon at Bonnie Springs Ranch takes place August 31st through September 2nd in Blue Diamond, Nevada. Friday night at the First Ward Schoolhouse takes place September 13th through the 15th in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. And the Maritime Ghost Conference takes place September 15th in San Diego, California. The Pensacola Paracon takes place September 22nd and 23rd in Pensacola, Florida. And the 11th Annual Mothman Festival takes place September 15th and 16th in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. To see my full list of events, be sure to visit paranewsinsider.com. And if you want to see where I'm appearing at, visit briandparsons.com. I have a trio of events coming up in October, one at the North Royalton branch of the Cuyahoga County Public Library, one at the Community Library in Sunbury, Ohio, and another one in Westerville. So be sure to meet up with me in October. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com. on Facebook and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.